Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's about 7:04 on Hope Day.
Time to go to Instagram. Morning. You need to see Sarah on her Instagram, at Clarky Clark. She posted the picture of, what year would that have been?
1986. I'm 19 in that picture.
86.
Yep.
Hottie.
Yep. Back in the day, I had a jawline at that point.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Who noticed that?
Me. It's the first thing I look at in all my old photos. I'm like, oh, look at that. Look at my formerly cute jawline. Oh, what? Well.
Oh, that's such a weird cute thing to be focused on.
Well, it's the thing I hate the most, you know, if I could change anything.
It's fun to look at the picture, though. So the first thing after looking at you is the handsome or pretty guy holding on to you.
Yep.
He's puckering to make sure his jawline's real tight.
He's right. One of the original.
But then
duck face.
What is the coat the guy in the back is wearing?
On the upper
right side. It
looks
like a bathrobe.
Well, it's a lab coat. He was the keyboard player, and he considered himself to be the mad scientist in the band because he'd be back there with all his little, you know,
is John in there?
And stuff. No.
Although the singer looks like John, kind of.
He's
kind of got
a
fro going.
Yeah,
and
exactly. That's why I didn't know if that was him. Those guys are wearing so much makeup.
Well, you know, it was a photo shoot. We had to, in fact, the guy standing in the middle back row is the drummer, and that's the only time I ever saw him without his huge, thick glasses on.
But the two guys behind you are the ones you did.
Yes, Vinny. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for pointing that out. The highest paid actresses on television. I'll start at the bottom. That would be the good place, right? Polly Perrette from NCIS. She makes $8.5 million per year.
Oh, that's the bottom?
That's the bottom. So she's number 10.
Wow.
So $8.5 million per year. Not per episode or anything. This is just what they take. And this includes not just what they get paid, but any endorsements and other things, like what these actresses made. Robin Wright from House of Cards. She makes $9 million bucks a year. And she came in at number 9.
Wow.
I know. It's good. She do ads or anything? I never seen her on any ads.
I think
she did Wonder Woman.
That's true, Vin. So she probably got, I don't know what she got for that cameo. I mean, it was really not a long part.
Well, actually, how long was that first part? It was.
You're right. That is most of the movie.
It was way too much of the movie, in my opinion.
I thought she looked great in that, too. There were a couple, like, it's obviously all computer generated, but there were a couple stunts that she did. Remember, the girl puts her shield down and she jumps on the shield and she does this flip and, like, I think shoots an arrow in the middle of the
shoots
like,
three arrows
and gets
and
all
hits
three
guys.
Of course she did. She's amazing.
She's in Blade Runner.
Oh.
And Justice League.
Are we seeing Blade Runner?
I'll send her another note today. She said she was going to get back to me.
It looks pretty good. I mean, I went back and watched the original. I should say I watched part of the original Blade Runner because I was like 25 minutes into it. And I went, this sucks. I can't believe I liked this.
Yeah, oh, really?
I didn't like the original either. But it's sacrilege. People like lose their minds over that.
I don't care. I was like, ugh, I thought I remembered this being good. Stunk. But the new one looks really good. So, and it's coming next week, right? Or is it in 2 weeks?
Who are you sending a note to? Robin Wright Penn?
Yeah, to see if we can get into the movie.
Right.
The movie person that handles the screening.
Oh.
The eighth place highest earning actress on television right now is Priyanka Chopra from Quantico. She makes $10 million bucks.
I don't know that show.
You'd recognize her face, though.
What's her name?
Priyanka, Priyanka Chopra.
I'm into Indian chicks.
I know. You'd love her. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. Kerry Washington from Scandal makes $11 million bucks a year. So she is the seventh highest paid actress. Julie Bowen from Modern Family makes $12 million. On Modern Family paychecks alone, Julie, Sofia Vergara, Ty Burrell, Eric Stonestreet, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and Ed O'Neill all make the same money.
Mm.
Of course, some of them have endorsement deals.
Right.
Yeah, doesn't she does like those tires. That oh, he could Julie run Bowen over, does? I don't know, nails and still go for another 50
oh,
miles.
Goodness.
Huh.
Julie Bowen does tire ads.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's for the car, but they're promoting how great the tires are on this car.
Mariska Hargitay from Law & Order.
Yeah.
SVU makes about $12.5 million.
How is that show still going?
I know.
People just love it.
It's unwatchable.
Law & Order. Because it's child crimes.
Yeah, I mean, I love Law & Order too, but that's the one where you go, oh, God, the victim's still alive and sitting there squirming. It's terrible.
Number three is a tie between Mindy Kaling from The Mindy Project and Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy. They both make $13 million.
Wait, I can't believe that show's still
Grey's
on.
Grey's Anatomy's still on?
Uh-huh.
All right.
And The Mindy Project got canceled from regular TV and got picked up elsewhere. Is it on Hulu?
I don't know if it's on Hulu or what else is there?
I don't know. There's a million other
things. I think
it
must be Hulu.
Is she the one that just had a kid and said, I'm not telling you who the dad is? Mm-hmm. You don't get to
She's
know that?
She's pregnant. She hasn't had it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But she won't say who the dad is. And she also, she says, recently landed roles in movies like Ocean's 8 and A Wrinkle in Time. She has a 7-figure deal with McDonald's, which is, I guess, how she's made the $13 million. Because I wouldn't have thought The Mindy Project paid all that well.
Hulu, yeah.
Number two is Kaley Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory.
Yep.
And on TV Money alone, she is the winner. $26 million. I have seen her in ads for sure, but they say most of that is from The Big Bang Theory. And you're number one.
Oh, she does like Priceline?
Yeah. I've definitely seen ads with Kaley Cuoco in them. Number one, making $41.5 million last year, is Sofia Vergara from Modern Family. She has all kinds of endorsements and licenses. So she makes probably, 10, 11, 12 million bucks or whatever from Modern Family. And the rest of it is Head & Shoulders shampoo, Pepsi, CoverGirl, movie roles, speaking engagements, other endorsements.
What's that
and
dude that just
deal.
Married her?
The werewolf from True
Talk
Blood.
Talk about jackpot, man.
Joe Manganiello.
That's him.
How do you say his last name? Manganiello.
And she is the highest paid TV actress for the 6th year in a row. Thank you, Forbes, for your list of highest paid TV actresses.
Oof.
You know, it's good, solid money.
Enjoy your retirement, Joe.
Speaking of chicks who make a bunch of money, Kurt Cobain's 24-year-old daughter makes more in a month than most people do in
what?
A year.
Oh. What, an interest?
She gets $6,700 a month in dividends. From, I guess, whatever things that she has besides Nirvana's publicity rights and royalties. It looks like she... This is all being revealed, by the way, because she's going through a divorce with that guy who stole Kurt Cobain's guitar. She makes about $95,496 a month. She gets that from in addition to the $6,700 in dividends. She gets that from... The late Nirvana from publicity rights, from Kurt Cobain's publicity rights. She lists her spending monthly at $206,000 a month. That's what it costs to be Francis Bean Cobain.
Well, there must be a big mortgage there, right? I mean, there's no way.
It's got to be
makeup and hair and clothing.
Well, listen, life is expensive when when you've got a mansion and security and insurance and taxes and
Jesus.
I'm sure they figure all that in, right? Food, she probably eats a lot.
You think so?
I don't know. Someone to cook it. Money to keep her mom out of the house. She's worth about $11 million, but she has pretty active income.
I don't know if it was new or old, but I saw a picture of Billy Joe from Green Day on his Instagram. He took a selfie with Francis and with her mom.
Oh.
Courtney.
Yeah.
So it was the three of them in a picture on Instagram.
Recently?
Yeah.
Oh.
Very recently.
So these documents, we have found out all these little factoids about Francis Bean Cobain's life because she's going through a nasty divorce from Isaiah Silva, who's challenging her. You know what's funny? She has a huge stake in Nirvana's music rights, obviously, which I guess this guy can't touch, but he can possibly touch her publicity rights. he can actually make money from Nirvana for the rest of his life. Ugh.
So infuriating.
It is.
That people couldn't stop her from doing this to herself.
Hmm.
Well, that's her.
You can't save people from themselves.
That's a Chanel bag.
Yep,
I know
she's
what
got
the...
it.
Right? Bryn, you want to double check my work there?
But it actually says Chanel on there, so it's, you know.
Does it?
It does. Oh, in between
the
symbols.
I only saw the
but, yeah.
symbols.
There. I can't even tell.
Chanel number
you
five.
You mean that square right there?
No, the bag. That's
oh, you
a
mean
car.
The strap. The strap. Yeah, the strap has a Chanel brand on it. Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that a car door?
Can I see? Let me see that picture back. Yeah, that's a car behind her.
Yeah. That's what you looked at.
I thought that was a purse behind her.
Oh.
A big square thing.
She's just like resting her head against it?
I don't know. I thought they featured it behind her or something, you know? Like she's their spokesperson.
Boy.
I don't know.
Your fiance is not rubbing off on you at all.
Not really.
Your eyes should have gone
girl.
Directly to the Chanel. Couture. What's wrong with you?
The Walking Dead is now going to be allowed to drop 2 F-words per season.
Boy, you got to use those wisely.
You do. Fear the Walking Dead was also cleared for 2 of its own. That's the spinoff show. And they did already use one of them this season. I noticed that and went, hey, isn't this TV? There's a chance that the Walking Dead won't use their 2 allotted F-words per season, but they probably will. Other AMC shows have featured occasional F-bombs in the past. Preacher, Breaking Bad, Mad Men, I guess used an F-word. At least once.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
They say if you want to take bets on who might drop the expletives, it's worth mentioning that Jeffrey Dean Morgan's character Negan says the F word so much in the comics, it's basically every other word out of his mouth.
I like
He's
that.
He's probably going to get to say the F word. All right, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
Sexually transmitted disease.
Oh, fun.
Great news from Saudi Arabia.
Mm.
I guess we don't have a song for good news.
Good news from Saudi Arabia.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Coming up at 8 o'clock, your chance to win your way into the new Cirque du Soleil crystal. I'll give you all the information, have tickets for call number 9 coming up at 8 o'clock. Oh, is that for Cirque du Soleil? Crystal. Nice, Brynn, nice. Crystal.
You're going to make that thing be useful, aren't you?
Yes.
And he got me my little, he got me my tinkling stuff.
Oh, where's the tinkling stuff?
Crystal by Cirque du Soleil.
Nice.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at your local club warehouse or other fine retailers.
Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. I was just in our office.
Yeah.
Hammering half of a peanut butter and jelly. You know how you just look at things, you'll look at anything. Just sort of like going poop. You just sort of
like your
pick
eye,
up
right.
Whatever. I'll read the shampoo. I just need something to do. Yeah. So I look over at...
Gotta
why
have something
why
to
are
read.
You flat tiring
Gotta have
me?
Something to read.
Okay.
So, God.
That's why we went, you know, that was where I first read about toxic shock syndrome. Read the insert. And,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I look over at Yuzette's framed Bay Club photo.
Oh, yeah, that
which
anime.
Is all mm-hmm. photos of Yuzette at the Bay Club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Next time you can look at Sarah's. Sarah's
yeah,
mine, is on her
yeah,
desk.
Yeah, on my desk.
I just rifled through your whole desk finding the picture of you in Geneva, which is now posted at Clarky Clark.
It is.
Oh, you
on
found
Instagram.
That picture?
Uh-huh.
You found
she
it.
Told me.
I took a picture of it and put it up.
I took
a picture of it and put it up.
Anyway.
Oh, that was fast.
Bay Club, everyone.
Yay. I'll be there today.
Don't sound so happy.
Yeah,
buddy.
I'm
well,
not,
because
I don't want to work out.
Work out.
Just go to the 77 Club.
Work out.
Oh, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
Body.
Help me promote. You mean you want to go? You can't wait to go.
I'm going to go.
You love
I
it.
I like going there. I just don't like working
It's the best.
Out.
I'm going to my trainer today at the Bay Club, everybody.
Oh.
Hopefully we'll have a quick secret show so I can make it on time. Thanks so much.
I thought it was an extra long secret show today.
An extra long one.
Well, the two chicks are sick. I mean, let's not overdo it.
Both chicks
are sick.
Here's what's happening. Speaking of ladies.
Yes.
Hey, ladies. Good news from Saudi Arabia.
Woo!
Listen to this. I mean, we're having fun, but this is the most backwards crap you've ever heard. Saudi Arabia yesterday announced that women will be allowed to drive for the first time.
Oh. Ever.
Next summer.
Yeah. It's going to take a year for them to figure out how it's going to work. They have to put bumpers, like bowling bumpers, on all the roads so the girls don't drive off the road because God knows girls can't drive.
Right.
The kingdom's the only country in the world to bar women from driving. And obviously, for years, they've gotten negative publicity internationally for the way they treat women.
Well, women have gotten a bunch of rights there recently. They could vote. I think they don't have to be accompanied. I don't know if that's still the rule because there's like this whole rule where they can't go anywhere alone.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be accompanied. But yeah, and I guess that girls have been posting selfies of themselves driving illegally there. Like,
yikes.
Oh, look at this. Women are now also allowed to go to the main stadium to watch sporting events, which had been for forever all-male crowds.
Oh, goodness.
Look at them coming along.
Hey, can I add a little bit to your story there?
Oh, please do.
So,
Iran weighing in, everyone.
Thank you.
Good news from Iran.
Iran.
All right, so CNN has this compare and contrast article, which says what women in Saudi Arabia can do now and what they still can't do.
Okay, what can they and can't they do?
So you mentioned they can vote in local elections now. They can be appointed to a council that consults. They can attain a college education, and now they're allowed to compete in the Olympics.
Oh.
These are all new. What they can't do is marry, divorce, travel, open a bank account, get a job, or have elective surgery without permission from their male guardian. Marry, divorce, travel, open a bank account, or get a job, or have surgery.
Baby steps, people.
Next.
They can drive now. You can drive right the hell out of that country.
Oh, horrible.
Was that Borat?
Yeah.
It was.
It was very dangerous. Hilarious.
Oh,
and
my
really
God.
It's really happening to some women on this earth.
They also can't mix freely with members of the opposite sex. That includes in hospitals, banks, college, wherever men and women are.
You can't mix freely.
Yeah, the shops are still often ordered to build separation walls.
Oh.
And you can't appear in public without a full-length black burqa of sorts. Oh, there's a lot more things they can't do. This list is forever.
That's okay. We've got it. We get it. They're still really behind where they should be. Period. Good news for those of you who love your Twitter.
Good news from Twitter.
You're not always going to have to find ways to say stuff in 140 characters, you know, losing words, changing the way you spell stuff.
Sure.
They are going to, well, they're starting to test tweets of double the length, 280 characters.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the president's going to go crazy.
So. Never has something so useless been so popular.
Yeah.
It is useless.
And yet, everybody's on it.
Well, are they, though?
Follow people. I mean, if you want to see what the president's up to, you have to.
You got a Twitter?
No, I don't.
Yizzy?
No.
Bryn?
I do, but I never use it.
Right. Hooman?
I used to have one. I used to have 3,000 followers. I changed email addresses. I tried to get back into it, and they said no. I'm like, all right, that's a sign from above.
Yeah, and frankly, it's for the best. Whenever you hear about Twitter in the news, it's always because someone said something stupid and they're in trouble for it.
Yeah,
right.
Like, it just doesn't seem. I don't know why Instagram's different than that, because generally you can.
Instagram's
way Twitter's better. Twitter's just like opinions, and Instagram's more like, oh, here's a fun photo of what I ate for breakfast.
And here's me when I was 19 years old.
Right.
Which is spectacular, by the way. You look great.
Check out my jaw.
Yeah, look at my jaw. That was
and the guy in the back in a lab coat. He's the keyboard player.
He was the mad scientist keyboard player. Don.
By the way, I will give you $5.
Okay. Here we go.
If you can name for me, there's a name for the Twitter logo, the bird.
Oh, there's a name for it?
What's the bird's name?
I'm going to say Tweety.
Yeah, I would say Tweety, too. That's obvious, though, huh?
Chirpy.
I'm going to say...
Whistler.
Francine.
Diane.
Twixie.
No. Nope.
Twixie.
I'm going to say Diamond.
No.
Oh.
Is that where you got the baby name from, Bryn?
Through Twitter? No.
Is it?
What is it?
It's Larry the Bird.
Oh, it's adorable.
Larry the Bird. Started Twitter is from Boston.
Oh, hilarious. So he's Larry the Bird.
And he's a Celtics fan. So
that's very funny.
Larry Bird.
I get it. Come on, Adele.
According to the CDC, there are more than 2 million new STD cases in the United States last year, which is an all-time high.
Oh, that's an all-time high.
We are humping away.
Most every day.
And doing so without protection. 1.6 million people got chlamydia. 470,000 got gonorrhea. And 28,000 got syphilis.
Well, syphilis is still a thing, huh?
Yeah, it is.
What, do they not count warts?
And they say, well, I don't even see that one on the list, but they say...
Oh, and they didn't mention herpes either.
STDs are at an all-time high in California as well. Oh. So nationally and here in our state, be careful, people.
Wrap it up. I'll take it.
It's going around.
Wrap it up.
I'll take it.
There's a 58-year-old woman in Palm Beach Gardens. You know it? It's Florida.
I don't.
Her name's Kathleen Davis.
All right.
She recently had an affair with a 33-year-old guy.
How old is she?
She's 58.
Okay, and he's 33.
He's 33.
Well, 50-year-olds can keep it together.
Yeah? It's her daughter's husband, though.
Oh, that is bad. Did they write us for bad advice? I'm pretty sure we heard that one.
Sounds like a porno plot.
It does. Kathleen got very upset last week when he confessed about the affair, and it destroyed Kathleen's relationship with her daughter. How could you sell me out? It also destroyed the marriage, though, because they're going to get divorced.
So now they're all alone.
Well, now they can have each other, I guess.
No, well, good for you. You traded your daughter for some dude who would bang his wife's mother. Great choice.
Can you believe that?
No. I can't. Honest to God, there's certain people who should just be off limits. And the people married to
is
your children
Kathleen?
Should be among them.
That's the mom.
Is she cute?
She's not hideous. I mean, I wouldn't do her, but she's not the worst in person ever.
Oh, no, she's good looking.
Right?
White lady, blonde hair. I mean, she actually doesn't look 58. She looks pretty good.
Yeah, she's
average. Like nothing to write home about or anything.
Anyway, it destroyed the marriage, and
surprise,
they're getting divorced, and Kathleen, she's super bummed.
Well, yeah, because she banged her daughter's husband, and now her daughter hates her.
Last week, she egged
herself.
The guy's house
she
and car.
What is she, 9?
And tried to run him over with her Mercedes.
Oh, for God's
When the cops
sake.
Got there, they found Kathleen driving in circles around on the lawn, trying to run the guy down. She was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
That guy's so dumb he didn't just run in the house. Really? She's driving around in circles on his lawn. He's not thinking, well, I'll get behind a tree. I'll
when
go
you
in the
were,
house.
When you were young, college age or whatever, did you ever have those parents that hung around at the kid parties?
Not really.
You didn't?
No.
Every now and then, there were parties where I'd show up somewhere and somebody's dad would have an arm around one of the girls like our age.
Ugh. Oh.
Gross. And you'd just be like, okay, I'm going to get out of here. This is not
creepy.
This is a bad scene.
The parent that's like, I'm cool. What?
Yeah. What? I'm single and I'm partying with you guys.
Right.
You want me to go on a beer run? Well, yeah, but then could you leave?
Yeah. Could you drop the beer off and go be with people your own age?
Ugh. Yucky.
It's hard for some people, you know. They loved college and they want to be there still. And now their kid is having a party and they love parties, so.
I just assume that's a mom who'd been drinking with the couple or the guy.
Yuck.
And things got carried
out of hand.
You want to blame it on something. You can't imagine clear-minded that she thought it's a good idea to get with my daughter's husband.
The heart wants what it
wants. No. You know what you do? You tell your heart, knock it off.
Heart wants what it wants.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
Sarah, you still have groupies. I'm one. Mm. And you're still a hottie.
Thanks.
I have followed Sarah and Vinny and No Name and crew for 21 years.
Thank you.
I have always thought Sarah gets hotter as she ages. But holy moly, the Instagram pic today, Sarah is still hot.
Mm. I was hot. I was hot back then.
How about now?
Not so much. Cash me outside.
510 says, Nestle will definitely ruin the Oakland coffee shop, just like they did when they purchased Oakland-based Dreyer's ice cream. Dreyer's was from Oakland?
Let's look it up.
I don't know about that.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
Hard to screw up ice cream. But there is ice cream. You know what's awesome ice cream right now? Strauss.
Strauss?
Yeah.
I don't know it.
It's like a local... It's a local.
I go to Penny
Creamery. No. I mean, just if you're going to the supermarket and buying a pint of ice cream.
Oh.
The Strauss has like a little cow on it. Oh my God, the stuff's crack.
Strauss. Yeah. Is that the stuff he always buys?
He'll buy that. He buys it for John because it's John's favorite. The chocolate chip. You like chocolate chip?
I love
right?
chocolate chip.
It's so good. Like it's so like the vanilla is so creamy and the chips are big and nice. It's really good. I recommend
Strauss
it.
Strauss chocolate chip.
Strauss Creamery. I think they're aren't they Petaluma or something?
Yeah,
or?
They are. So Dreyer's used to be called Eddie's Ice Cream in 1928, and it was ice cream and frozen yogurt in Oakland. And then this guy, Joseph Eddie, partnered with a dude named William Dreyer.
Mm.
And in 1947, the partnership was dissolved. In 1953, Dreyer took it over and changed the name to Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream.
Oh.
There it is.
415 says, Cardi B is a former stripper from the Bronx. Oh. She was on Love and Hip Hop New York. Dates one of the Migos. Mm. She's everyone's fave.
So did you see, I think that the stat is something like she's the first
Here
rapper.
It is.
Oh, go ahead.
650 says, Cardi B is the first solo female hip hop artist at number one. Since Lauryn Hill's doo-wop.
That's what I heard. I knew I had heard some stat where she broke a record. Cardi B.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, let's see, Vinny. I'm going to start with Fixer Upper. Bad news. It's a sad day.
That's Cardi B?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me see her. Oh, she's hot. Damn, those are big fake ones, though.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
You don't know.
Steven Tyler's not feeling good, and you know nothing, Jon Snow, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.